Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading.
Welcome. We're aiming to give you a real shortcut today, a quick briefing on some key things students are exploring right now through their daily reading.
Exactly. We've looked at sources covering global policy, tech, social issues. The idea is to get you up to speed fast, maybe spark some conversations.
Okay, let's unpack this first one. It's a massive shift in global travel. We're talking about the EU's new biometric entry exit system, the EES.
Right. So starting now, phasing in through April 2026, those passport stamps, they're basically gone.
Gone. Replaced with digital photos and fingerprint scans. The goal is to catch visa overstayers, fight fraud, that kind of thing.
But, you know, the rollout wasn't exactly smooth. The initial debut apparently caused huge headaches.
Huge? Like, how bad?
Well, reports of 90-minute to 4-hour queues, glitches in the system, lots of flights arriving at once. It sort of overwhelmed the digital checkpoints.
Wow. Okay. And it's not just tech glitches, is it? There are bigger questions, too.
Definitely. Privacy advocates immediately raise concerns, worries about potential data misuse.
Like what specifically? Yeah.
Like linking these stored biometrics to wider facial recognition surveillance. EU officials insist there are strict rules, but the concern is there.
That tension between security and privacy. So a prompt for discussion could be, where do you personally draw the line on sharing info for security versus convenience?
Yeah, that's a great one. Okay, shifting gears now. Tech policy and keeping young people safe online.
Right, Meta, Instagram's owner. They're bringing in a PG-13 rating system for users under 18, kind of like movie ratings.
Exactly. So content that's deemed, say, R-rated or above things like gore, maybe detailed alcohol stuff, it'll be blocked by default for teens.
A watch unless parents specifically opt out.
Correct. And this adds to protections they already have, like against content on self-harm or eating disorders.
And this isn't happening in a vacuum, is it? I remember reading about some scrutiny.
Oh, yeah. This follows some pretty intense scrutiny, including a U.S. Senate investigation. They were looking into whether Meta's AI chatbot had inappropriate, like romantic or sensual chats with young users.
Ah, okay. So this is partly a response to that pressure.
It seems likely. So for students, a good question might be, how do you figure out what feels safe or right for you online? And how might that change as you get older?
That's a really relevant one. Okay, let's pivot again. Something completely different, science and humanitarian aid.
This one's fascinating. Canadian scientists using kirigami, the Japanese art of folding and cutting paper, to invent a new kind of parachute.
Kirigami for parachutes. How does that work?
So they use a mylar disc, basically, with these special spiral cuts. When you drop it, the air catches the cuts and it spins open into a cone shape.
Ah, like a net.
Exactly. And it slows down packages like food or medical supplies for disaster zones. The really cool part is the accuracy. They say it always self-corrects and falls straight down.
That's incredible. And are they thinking about the environment? Mylar isn't exactly eco-friendly.
Good point. Yeah, they mentioned future work is focused on finding biodegradable materials.
Okay, great. So a creative prompt here. What's an invention you could imagine maybe mixing two different fields like this to help people?
Love that. Okay, next up. Intergenerational learning. Technology bridging generations.
This is the story of Jacob Shaw, right? A 17-year-old who started a nonprofit called Mode to Code.
That's the one. They offer free tech courses, mostly to seniors, everything from basic email setup all the way to coding.
You'd think it's all just basics, but what surprised me was what the founder, Jacob, discovered.
Yeah, he was apparently surprised by the level of tech literacy some seniors already had. I mean, besides teaching them to spot online scams, which is vital.
Vital, absolutely.
He found some were already using AI tools for things like language translation or even, get this, generating an obituary draft.
Wow. That really challenges some stereotypes, doesn't it?
It really does. So maybe ask students, what's something you'd enjoy teaching someone older or younger than you? And why would sharing that skill matter?
Good one. Okay, finally, we need to touch on a really serious geopolitical topic. U.S. intervention in Venezuela.
Right. This involves the Trump administration authorizing CIA action. The public reason given was combating drug cartels linked to the Maduro regime.
But reports suggest there was another layer.
Yes. Administration officials reportedly stated privately that the underlying goal was actually regime change, toppling Maduro.
That's a major step. And it came after other incidents.
It did. It followed U.S. airstrikes on boats off the Venezuelan coast. 27 people were killed. Actions that UN experts labeled extrajudicial killings.
They're huge stakes. And a political division back home.
Absolutely. Concerns raised by both Republicans and Democrats in Congress. Questions about the legal basis, the risk of getting dragged into an undeclared conflict. Venezuela, for its part, maintains the U.S. interest is really about their oil.
It's incredibly complex. So, a crucial discussion point here. What factors should people even consider before deciding if one country should take action against another?
Heavy stuff. And that wraps up our quick look at some of the complex topics students are engaging with today. We hope this overview gives you some useful insight.
Thank you for joining us for this deep dive.
Thanks for listening to this overview of The Juice Today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.